Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today in the third of our short podcast, we're again going to look at some of the inns and taverns of Old Kilkenny, and I'm indebted to the work of the great Miss Sparks, and this is her words I speak. The first inn we're going to look at is the Sheaf. Documents bearing the date 1774 say that the Sheaf had the reputation of being the best inn in Ireland. It stood in Rose Inn Street facing the parade. Over the door there was a large gilded representation of the Sheaf of Wheat. The Dublin and Cork mail coaches used to start from the door of the Sheaf and stop thereat. In Finn's Leinster Journal of February 1768, the following appeared. The friendly brothers of St. Patrick of the principal knot of the City of Kilkenny are desired to meet at the Sheaf on Tuesday the 16th instant to dine and attend the president to the play. One visitor to the Sheaf, writing in August 1775, says, "The cook belonged to the inn. The Sheaf of Wheat wears ruffles, and though an old man, is as full of vivacity as politeness. He brings me every day after dinner some delicious pears, and says he keeps a few for the quality who resort to the house, and he has done so for 30 years. In Finn's Leinster Journal of the 20th of July 1768, the following appeared. "Last Monday night, on account of the Right Honourable John Ponsonby and James Agar, Esquire, being the Shire of the county, there were bonfires, illuminations and great rejoicings in different parts of the city of Kilkenny. The principal gentlemen were elegantly entertained at the Sheaf and other taverns. Large quantities of malt and other liquors were distributed to the populace, and this evening a grand ball was held at the Tossil for the ladies. Mrs. Gore, the wife of the proprietor of the Sheaf, was the last to possess a sedan chair. She had one up to 1840. The King's Arms. The King's Arms, which was situated at John Street, is mentioned in a document dated 1770. It was kept at the time by Patrick Butler, and the premises must have been very spacious, as many large public entertainments appear to have been given there. Among the announcements relative to the King's Arms is one referring to festivities in the city on the 20th of January 1768, seeing that the Right Honourable George Over gave a most elegant ball and supper at the King's Arms to a great number of nobility and gentry of Kilkenny. The Right Honourable George Ogle referred to representing his native county Wexford in the Irish Parliament. He was a noted songwriter, the best of his compositions being The Banks of Banna. He was very strenuously opposed to the Union. In 1889, this inn was taken over by Patrick McGuinness. The Swan Inn. The Swan Inn was situated in William Street, at that time known as Bolton's Lane. It was a very good inn at one time but fell away. The rear of the Munster House premises now occupies its site. The Munster Arms. The Munster Arms Inn was in Walton Street, then one of the most important streets in Kilkenny, as it was the entrance to the city from the Cork direction and the Cork coaches drove through it. The Munster Arms was largely patronised by the manufacturers of friezes from the counties of Tipperary and Cork when they came to the Kilkenny Frieze Fairs. When the Frieze Fairs fell away, the Munster Arms shut its doors. The Brazen Head. The Brazen Head Inn stood at Walton Street on the opposite side to the Munster Arms. It was one of the leading inns of the day. The date of the closing of this inn and the Munster Arms is dated at some time between 1820 and 1830. The Clubhouse. The High Burning or Clubhouse was the first establishment of its kind in the city to take the name of hotel in place of the old term of inn. The founder of this hotel was Mr. James Rice, who had been house steward to Kilkenny Fox Hunters Club established by Sir John Power in 1797. This club had its clubhouse in Patrick Street under the management of Mr. Rice, but in 1817, at the time of the opening of the new entrance from the Cork Road to Kilkenny, it was formed into a hotel. Mr. John Walsh entered into a partnership with Mr. Rice. They added to the clubhouse the adjoining premises, which had been the residence of Archdeacon Helsham. Mr. Rice and Walsh opened that establishment at the Hibernian Hotel and Fox Hunting Club on the 4th of August 1817. The excellent management of the hotel became known far and near. Mr. Simon Morris succeeded Mr. Walsh and Rice in the proprietorship about the year 1859. Mr. Morris used to often tell of the great feats performed by Mr. Jack Courtney of Ballydeadman, County Cork, on the back of his famous hunter, White Lion. To decide a wager made by the Honourable Charles White, At over 60 years of age, Mr. Courtney, in full hunting costume, rode his horse from the clubhouse stables up the hotel stairs into the clubroom, jumped the fire screen there without disturbing it, and rode back again to the stables. Mr. Thomas F. Murphy purchased the premises in 1888, and after renovation by highly skilled Kilkenny craftsmen, the hotel was opened on the 26th of March 1889, and it continued to flourish under his management until his death in 1922. After Mr. Murphy's death, his widow, Mrs. Mary Murphy, carried on until her death about 2 years ago. The hotel is now carried on under the capable management of Mrs. Florence Lee, assisted by Mrs. Frances Carney and Mrs. Kathleen Murphy. The Smulkin Tavern. In a lease made by the Kilkenny Corporation to Pierce Arthur Fitzjohn, dated 1615, there is a covenant by the lessee to pay the corporation 22 shillings per annum for 61 years to a message in Castle Street next to the Smulkin Inn. The Smulkin Tavern was in Castle Street, now the Castle Road. The Garter. The Garter Inn is mentioned in documents bearing the date 1770. It was situated in Rosin Street. Authorities differ on to which side it stood on, so Fogamead sued Moritashe. The Bush Inn. The Bush Inn was in Rosin Street, is within a few doors of the Sheaf. The sign from which the inn took its name was of very ancient origin, a branch of a tree being used which hung over the door. The Bull Inn. The proximity of this inn to St. Francis Abbey would tend to show that this was a house of hospitality attached to the abbey, or that it stood on the site of such an inn. One of the carvings on the front door bore the inscription 1602, arms of Robert Jose. Another bore the figure of a bull and a dog pursuing a deer. Tradition has it that this was a very popular inn. It gave its name to the street where it stood, which was called Bull Alley up to the year 1883, when it was changed to St. Cancer's Place. The Skelp. Another ancient licensed establishment to which the R. Vocal Kenny clings is the one which is attractively situated at College Road, formerly the Callan Road. The Skelp was a great landmark in the old days, where the coaches used to enter Kilkenny by the old roadway running to the north of Rose Hill, then the dwelling of Mr. M. Murphy, and go on to the stop at the lighthouse. Nearly 30 years ago, Captain Martin Cassidy purchased this establishment and thoroughly renovated it. On his capital mandate, it was a very popular house of call. The Beehive Inn. A very old citizen of Kilkenny says he remembers a very ancient inn called the Beehive Inn, which stood in St. James's Green. He recollects some lines of a rhyme which run as follows. The old beehive is still alive, and whiskey mixed with honey. If you are deep dry in and try the flavour of my honey, I am not dry, nor will I try the flavour of your honey. If I went in, the bees would sting, I would spend my money. Mr. T. H. Garvin afterward became the proprietor of these premises. Drinks mixed with honey were very popular in Old Kilkenny. In 1582, it is recorded that the price is fixed for a bottle, that is 4 pints of bradge, a drink made of honey spice, was 1 penny. Other inns in Kilkenny. The Goat Spirit Inn was in Castle Street, now Castle Road. The Red Eye Inn, subsequently called the Ormond Arms. The George Inn and the Eagle Inn stood in Coal Market, now Parliament Street, in 1768. The Eagle Inn is the only one still carrying on business at that time. There was also a Red Line Inn situated in John Street in 1768. Long previous to 1768, there was a George Inn situated in Irish Town. There were several other inns, in which, among other being the Hart, the Windmill, the Sun, and an inn held by Thomas Young. It should be noted that dates that are referred to here are in May Spark's original publication on the Inns and Taverns of Kilkenny, which was published in the early 20th century.